Page 83, there's a poem, and I should say that the numbering is your own numbering and varies slightly from previous books. So
yeah, yeah.
This is number 141 in your book.
So it's 083. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is beautiful. Only white clouds on cold mountain, so still beyond the dusty world. My mountain home has a grass seat. The solitary lamp is the moon's bright disk. My stone bed overlooks the jade pond. Tiger and deer are often my neighbors. I covet the joy of my secluded dwelling, where I can always be a person beyond form.
That's a koan.
Yeah. How can you be a person beyond form? So this poem is really, you know, in the Heart Sutra in Zen, which is one of the primary expressions of the nature of existence, really. There's the line, form is emptiness, emptiness is form, or form is boundlessness. The character for shunya, in Chinese, it's kong, that character can be translated as emptiness, which is the whole, you know, Buddhist concept of no self, the interdependent functioning of all things that makes brings things into existence. Or we call it no self in Zen. But that character also means sky, and it means vast or boundless. So another way of translating that line in the Heart Sutra is form is boundlessness, boundlessness is form. So if you look at what a thing is and you take it to its non-self elements, you will find the functioning of all things that makes that thing possible exactly as it is. Right, and if you look at at a thing, you will see that functioning of that boundless functioning, right? That no self functioning. So you will find form and boundlessness, and boundlessness and form. What's important in this? One of the things that's important in this poem, besides his joy of coveting, coveting the joy of his secluded dwelling, is the first line: "Only white clouds on cold mountain." So the white cloud in the Cold Mountain poems and in Cold Mountain's poetic expression, the white cloud is his companion. A white cloud could be understood in some way as a pure mind, right? That floats into the empty sky and then floats away again. But while it's there, it's there. You know, so that's like while awakening is there. And then, you know, maybe the winds blow it away. It goes away. So he's saying, okay, right now, only white clouds on cold mountain, nothing else. So still beyond the dusty world. So he's involved in that white cloud, pure mind stillness in this poem. I covet, and the poem, and then he describes it, my mountain home is a grass seat. The solitary lamp is the moon's bright disk. So now he's meditating at night. He's outside. There's the white cloud. There's the moon's bright disk. Again, the image of the full moon is an image of wholeness, you know, of that is reflecting on the light from what source? Well, from oneself. Then he says, you know, my stone bed overlooks the jade pond. Tiger and deer are often my neighbors. Yes, this is a very nice place to be.